Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello and welcome to the Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. And while at my website, be sure to click on our podcast page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. You know, every year brings its own set of financial headlines, but this one has really packed a punch. We've had tariffs making waves, inflation pushing higher, and plenty of ups and downs in the stock market. And that's just this year. For a lot of people who are nearing retirement or already living it, that kind of environment naturally makes you want to take a more conservative approach with your investments. And honestly, it makes sense. Your savings may need to support for decades, and you've spent a lifetime building that nest egg. Wanting to protect it isn't just reasonable, it's human. Now, that's exactly why we see so many conservative portfolios out there, like the classic 40% stocks and 60% fixed income mix. It's also a big part of why annuity sales have surged, nearly $120 billion in the third quarter alone. At the end of the day, most folks share the same concerns. They don't want to outlive their money, and they don't want to lie awake at night worrying about every twist and turn in the market. And to help me break some of this down today, I'm bringing in my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill, who's truly the only person I know who can stay upbeat even when the markets throw us curveballs. In fact, I've asked my calculator how it felt about all this volatility, and it said it couldn't count on anything anymore.
Hey, if that's the level of jokes we're starting with, I'm almost afraid to hear what's coming next, Stephen. But you're right. I mean, volatility really can shake people's confidence. That's why these conversations matter. When folks understand their options, everything can feel a lot more manageable.
So during our show today, we're going to take many of our facts and details from a recent Kiplinger article, Why Playing It Safe in Retirement is a Big Risk.
Let's talk about the other side of being cautious, because while conservative strategies can absolutely increase a person's financial confidence, especially if they're retired, that safety does come with a price, right?
It does, and this surprises a lot of people. Being too conservative may actually cause more harm than good, even when the markets feel rocky. We've seen it play out over and over. Think back to the Great Recession, the early days of the pandemic, or the bear market in 2022. A lot of investors panicked, moved everything to cash, and then missed out the recoveries and the bull runs that followed.
Well, right. And stepping out of the market at the wrong moment can make it really hard to catch back up.
Exactly. And it's not just about missing returns. For retirees especially, there's another risk. If your investments become too conservative, they might not keep up with inflation. And when that happens, you increase your chances of outliving your money, something no one wants to face.
And sometimes people don't even realize their portfolio has drifted that way.
That isn't such a common situation. A lot of folks set up their asset allocation once and then never revisit it. Maybe everything is inside a 401k, or maybe they just haven't worked with a financial services professional before. Over time, without even noticing, a portfolio can slide into a much more conservative position than someone even ever intended.
The silver lining, though, is that this isn't something that people are stuck with forever.
That's right. There are clear signs that a retirement portfolio has gone too conservative, and even better, there are strategies to help adjust it. So in today's show, we're going to walk through what those signs look like and what steps you can take if you recognize them in your own plan.
Well, let's start with one of the biggest surprises for a lot of retirees, Stephen, which is that big cash pile people think is safe.
Yep, that's a tough one, because having some cash absolutely makes sense, but too much of it, that can actually be a problem. Cash is often not king in retirement the way many people assume. When somebody's holding a large chunk of money on the sidelines, which is what we might call dry powder, that's often a red flag.
And a lot of people are doing exactly that right now, just waiting for the right moment to get back in.
I think that's right. I hear it all the time. I'm waiting for the tariffs to be resolved, or I'll jump back in when things settle down. And here's the thing. Returns don't come from avoiding volatility. They come from managing through it. Sitting in cash might feel safe, but over time, you might miss the growth that helps support you in retirement.
And the market doesn't exactly send out a memo letting you know when the perfect moment is and when the perfect moment has arrived.
No kidding. The article also suggests that investors are often better off buying when the stock is down and holding it for the long term. Even in retirement, you still have years ahead of you, and those are years where those investments can recover and grow.
Ultimately, the idea isn't to avoid the ups and downs, but to have a strategy that can weather them.
I think that's a pretty good perspective. Cash has a role, but too much of it can quietly undermine your long-term goals.
Another challenge for overly conservative investors is missing out on the market's strongest days, and those can really matter.
They can. Over the past 3 years, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and the Dow have all hit record highs. And 2025 is shaping up to be another year where we're seeing a lot of strength in the markets. That's great news for stock investors, but for people who shifted heavily into cash, bonds, treasuries, or CDs, which all have had lower returns, that upside can be easy to miss.
And the long-term difference can be pretty eye-opening.
It can, yeah. And the article does give a great example. So let's say somebody invested $100,000 over the past 20 years, ending in 2024. If that money was in bonds, it would have grown to be about $185,000. But if it was in large cap core stocks, it would have grown to roughly $844,000. That's a huge gap. Same money, same time period, but very different outcomes.
And that's the part that probably surprises a lot of people. The risk of being too conservative doesn't always feel like risk. It feels like safety until you see what you might have missed.
Bingo. And that is where diversification becomes so important. You want to mix assets that don't all behave the same way at the same time. It's like planting a garden. You don't want everything to bloom on the same day and then fade on the same day. With investing, you want different asset classes doing different things, so you're not relying on one single area for all of your growth or stability.
A healthier mix may give you a healthier long-term picture.
That's right. It's about balance and not extremes.
Absolutely. So let's bring inflation into the picture here, because that can quietly reshape someone's entire retirement without them noticing at first.
Yeah, inflation is one of the clear signs of a portfolio may be too conservative. If inflation is running at 3% and your investments aren't keeping pace, that's a major red flag. The article points out that if nothing changes, whether your lifestyle or your asset allocation, you're setting yourself up for the possibility of running out of money in retirement.
And when you look at the math, it really puts things into perspective.
It does. Take a simple example. If you start with $100,000 and inflation sits at 3%, after 25 years, that same $100,000 only buys about $47,760 worth of goods and services. You've lost more than half of your purchasing power.
Wow. I mean, that's huge. And that's just at 3%.
You're right. Now think about periods like the years following the pandemic when inflation hit around 8%. In that environment, over the same time horizon, you'd lose about 85% of your purchasing power. That's the kind of erosion that can even make a well-planned retirement start to feel pretty uncertain.
Absolutely. So staying too safe may actually put someone in a much riskier position than they realize.
That is the key point. Protecting your money doesn't mean avoiding volatility. It just means giving your investments a chance to grow enough to keep up with the rising costs over time.
Absolutely. Well, Stephen, before we keep going with today's conversation, can you please let our listeners know how they can schedule a complimentary consultation with you and your team to ask questions or to get more information?
Just give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. You can always schedule a consultation. It only takes a few minutes. Of course, we're always happy to work around your schedule.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you. Now that we've talked or we've walked through, you know, the signs of being too conservative, the natural next question is, what do you do with that information?
Well, understanding that you may have been playing it a little too safe is an important first step, but simply recognizing it isn't enough. If you want your retirement strategy to stay healthy, you may need to take that awareness and turn it into some action.
Which is part that can feel a little intimidating for folks, knowing something needs to change, but not quite knowing what to adjust.
That's completely normal. The good news is that there are several practical options to help realign your portfolio. These don't require extreme steps. They're just thoughtful adjustments that can help support your long-term goals.
Yes. Well, coming up next, Stephen, we'll walk through those, you know, options and break down how each one works.
Sure. Let's look at a few of those strategies that can help bring your portfolio back into balance without abandoning the whole sense of security people value.
Yes. Well, let's dive into the first strategy because it's one a lot of people have heard of, but aren't always sure how to apply it. This is diversification.
That's right. The best way to avoid being overly conservative is to make sure your investments are truly diversified. And the only way to know that is by taking the time to review your portfolio. And honestly, at the end of the year, it is a great time and great moment to do that kind of check-in.
So a sort of financial year-end maintenance, right?
That's a good way to put it. If you've never worked with a financial advisor or professional, this might be the time to consider it. Yes, there's cost involved, but it can help prevent you from drifting into an overly conservative portfolio, and it may very well be worth it.
Because when a portfolio isn't diversified, there are usually clues, but people just don't always know what to look for.
I think that's right. And the article highlights several signs that your portfolio may not be as diversified as you think. For example, your investments might be concentrated in fewer than 10 individual stocks. Or your asset allocation could be heavily tilted in one direction, like bonds, for instance. Another sign is when your portfolio reacts dramatically to a single piece of news. If something like NVIDIA missing earnings causes your entire portfolio to tank, that's a red flag. You might also have funds that overlap, meaning they own many of the same holdings. Or maybe there's no international exposure at all. And sometimes everything is clustered in one sector or one industry.
And even when a portfolio looks diversified on paper, those kinds of patterns can reveal the opposite.
Collect your blue ribbon because diversification is really about making sure your money isn't all moving in the same direction for the same reasons. When you spread that out thoughtfully, you're in a much better position to weather different market environments.
So let's talk about another strategy that helps people stay invested without feeling like they're taking on more risk than they're really comfortable with. And that's building a kind of a cash safety floor, right?
That's right. Yeah. One of the best ways to boost confidence in retirement while still keeping your money working for you is to put a withdrawal strategy in place. This is essentially a plan for how you'll spend your money throughout retirement. It takes into account things like inflation, longevity, and ideally even unexpected healthcare expenses.
Ultimately, the goal is to make sure that your essential expenses are covered and then let everything else stay invested.
That's a good point. You cover what you need first and then leave the rest alone so it can continue to grow and compound. One option the article highlights is something called flooring. With this approach, you create a secure, guaranteed base of income that covers your monthly essentials like housing, healthcare, insurance, transportation, food, toiletries, and apparel. Once that foundation is in place, the remaining money can stay invested.
And that foundation really becomes the emotional buffer, doesn't it? I mean, knowing your basics are secure can make it easier to handle whatever the markets decide to do.
Sure. Once you understand what your essential expenses are and what you already have coming in, many people find that they feel pretty comfortable letting discretionary spending be exposed to a little more market risk. That way, you may get both security and growth potential without feeling like you're gambling with your lifestyle.
Absolutely. Well, another strategy people hear about, sometimes without fully understanding it, is the bucket approach. And it can be an effective way to stay invested without feeling as overwhelmed by market swings.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The bucket approach is another way to help future-proof your money by segmenting your retirement savings into three categories: short-term, medium-term, and long-term. Each bucket has a specific job, and together they may help balance stability with growth.
All right, so let's break these down, starting with the short-term bucket.
The short-term bucket is all about covering your needs for the first 1 to 4 years of retirement. This is the money you plan to spend right away, so it's positioned to be readily available and not dependent on what the market is doing at the moment.
Okay, and then the medium-term bucket, you know, kicks in after that, right?
Right. The medium bucket, or medium-term bucket, is designed to provide a stable stream of income that can keep up with inflation and refill that short-term bucket as needed. This covers roughly years 5 through 10 of retirement, and investments here tend to be less risky.
So it acts as the bridge because it's steady and not overly conservative.
That's right. Then you have the long-term bucket, which is focused on growth during years 10 through 30. Because this money isn't needed immediately, it can be invested more aggressively, typically in the stock market. Over time, that's where you get the potential for real compounding.
And according to the article, Stephen, a lot of people actually find the structure really helpful.
They do. Bucketing, or time segmentation, we call it, can give people a sense of clarity. They know which dollars are for today, which are for tomorrow, and which are for much further down the road. That alone can make staying invested feel much more manageable.
All right, Stephen. So we've talked about the signs and we've talked about the strategies. But the big question for a lot of listeners is when to start making changes, because taking risks with your life savings can feel very overwhelming.
And that's completely understandable. Taking on even a little more risk can be scary, especially when you work so hard to build what you have. But the good news is getting that slightly less conservative may be easier than people expect. You don't have to overhaul everything overnight. Baby steps are okay.
I love that, Stephen. Baby steps. It feels much more approachable.
A baby step might simply mean committing to look over your portfolio this month, or maybe making a small shift in your asset allocation next month. These gradual changes can be enough to start realigning things without feeling like you're leaping into the unknown.
And Stephen, just understanding the why behind the shift can give people confidence to take that first step.
That's it. Sometimes just realizing that you've become too conservative and understanding the implications of staying that way is enough to help make a calculated move. And there's no perfect timeline. The best time to start is when you're comfortable and bored.
Well, and this has been a fantastic show, Stephen. Anything else before we conclude?
If you ever have any questions about retirement or your financial strategy, again, visit us at VerityWealthGroup.com. Or give our office a call at 626-650-9486. We'd love to help protect your savings and help you feel more confident about the road ahead.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you for joining us, listeners, on another episode of the Verity Wealth Report with our host, Stephen Ting.
Join us soon for another great episode of the Verity Wealth Report.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Ting at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit VerityWealthGroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.